This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I see trouble on the way.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we know they proposed communist Chinese-style censorship. That was their words 7-8 years ago in Australia. We know they brought some of it in to Canada. But, man, to see them trying to bully and attack and threaten to kill everybody, and then we just nobly resist them with facts and information, and their answer is censor us. And then we have the internal documents. We've got to play that intro coming in and then play the video of our guest, where Project Veritas has got the undercover cameras, and they're like, the number one thing is shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it's because, folks, they know Paul routinely has videos with 20 million views. And all the time I'll see one with like 35 million views. And it'll just be gone the next day. And that means, because if a video gets 35 million views in a couple days, that means it's going to get 200, 300 million. It'll be one of the all-time videos ever. Well, they're not going to let that happen. So they're just shutting it all down. And that's why this is so important, Paul. We got 4 minutes left. Other key intel.
Yeah, I mean, it boils down to the fact that the left has no argument. They're getting completely crucified. Even on Twitter now, I'm starting to see it shift, which was a big left-wing echo chamber. Because, again, they have no argument. Calling everyone a Nazi doesn't work anymore. How many times do we have to tell them this? I mean, perhaps we shouldn't, because it's such a losing
strategy. My ancestors fought the Nazis. Your ancestors all got bombed by them. What planet are they on with this Nazi crud? And then the left is literally everywhere saying they're going to kill whites, and it's mainly whites saying it.
It's total hysteria, Alex, and that's emphasized no more than the issue I made a video about yesterday, which is on the anniversary of the election, they're all planning to go out and have these screaming temper tantrums where they literally have giant public hissy fits.
And you've got a new video. You've got a new video before it's censored. How do folks find it? Give them the name.
Yeah, that's Screaming Helplessly at the Sky. That's what it's called, because that's what their event's called. And again, Alex,
by the way, they thought we were faking this after the election when we got footage in D.C. of people going, but now literally they officially are doing it.
And it's interesting because it came out of Sweden. They were the first ones to do it. The liberal basket case.
So it's a Stockholm fit.
Yeah, it was literally like that scene in Network, although they were doing it for more righteous reasons, where they all lean out on their balconies and just scream. Sweden did it right after the election. There's this crazy video, which I put in that one, where they're just all just screaming incoherently out of their apartment block windows. But, I mean, the fact is, they don't have an argument. So they always resort to censorship, and they have no principles, so they're perfectly adept at doing that, whereas, generally speaking, the right doesn't. And the right is open to everybody having an opinion. The left is vicious and underhanded. They don't care about that. The reason this video's gone or it's censored or hidden is a massive outrage mob flagged it on YouTube. And if their policies are that fragile, where anybody can just organize on a forum and get a video taken down, then there's something seriously wrong with their policy, Alex. And it's all targeting either conservative political opinion or just like generic medieval weapons videos and channels like that. It's completely failed. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous.
Well, they're targeting, I even saw sites where people have cats. Just any complaint gets rid of it, because if it's viral and they don't control it and it's not political, if you don't virtue signal that anybody that thinks the NSA spying on you is a kook and there's no world government and fluoride's good for you, if you don't virtue signal, they take away your podcast.
Yeah, every video I upload now is automatically demonetized. There's no review. No, it's demonetized. And, you know, we can survive, but that obviously disincentivizes independent creators from creating
their
own
podcast. I'm proud of libertarians. I'm proud of the common sense community, the reality-based community. I'm proud of libertarians. I don't really call myself a conservative. I'm just a patriot, common sense guy. The intimidation has only made everyone make more videos and get more aggressive, but also start side channels. Attack on their main platforms. Intensify the attack. Redouble it, but also create new platforms, new websites, like Drudge has said, and attack there. Attack on multi-platforms. That's the key, Paul.
That's the key, and the key is to be on the battlefield. People say, oh, just start your own YouTube. No, it would be a tiny echo chamber. We need to get in their face and be out there on the battlefield. Surprisingly enough, Facebook doesn't really censor videos. They only censor, like, offensive words.
Hold on, so introduce Red Pill.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's funny.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
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 Alex Jones is a lunatic.
I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him speaking with Eddie.
That man's threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Oh, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a
rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
So right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Harvey Weinstein, Eminem, plus a P. Diddy solution to NFL protesting. My name is Candace Owens, and you are watching my vlog series, The Myth of the Coon. Man, life comes at you fast, Hollywood. It's like 1 minute you're up there singing and tap dancing, mocking everyone from your moral high ground, and the next minute, bam! The world discovers that you've been covering up for a serial rapist. America voted for a misogynist, said every actor and actress everywhere just after they had got finished smooching up to Harvey Weinstein. We know, celebrities, this is different. If we've learned one thing from your undying support of Woody Allen and the Clintons, it's that rape is totally fine so long as it's financed by globalists.
Thank you, Hillary, for being a constant beacon of strength, hope, and determination for me and millions of other young women. You've been a role model and an inspiration and a voice of reason in uncertain times.
Sniffle. The point is that I was really hoping that Bill Clinton, a rapist,
wouldn't you love
would
to
be
see
in
one
the White
of these
House.
NFL
you taught us that women can be raped so long as it's by your
you
husband.
Say, get that son of a bitch
this
off the field right
my
now. Out. He's fired.
A musical number on the horrible actions of Harvey Weinstein. Also holding my breath for a newly organized women's march with 2.0 pussy hat designs. Okay, can I at least get a Kimmel cry? Come on, Jimmy. You cried for Cecil the Lion. You can at least squeeze one out for Weinstein victims. Thanks, Jimbo. And speaking of men who disrespect women and are somehow celebrated in Hollywood, have you heard Eminem's new diss track? Personally, as a former fan, I was a little disappointed. After years of hearing about how you wanted to rape and kill your ex-wife and even your mom, calling Trump and Steve Bannon racist felt a little PG, like Eminem on a diet. Sugar-free shady. In fact, the only people that should be offended by this track is CNN, because plagiarism is a no-no.
Racism, religion.
Racism, racism.
If you want to see the full video, it's got about 3 minutes left. It's powerful. It's gone viral. It's Harvey Weinstein, Eminem, and Why the Left Can't Stop Losing by Candace Owens, known as Red Pill Black on Twitter and on YouTube. And she's been censored. She's been blocked. She's gone through a lot, but fought back, and they've had to back off. They just want to wear us out and get us to quit. I'm going to let Paul eject out of here. He's got a lot of articles and things to write, things to do on Twitter at Prison Planet. You can follow yours truly at Real Alex Censored. Sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter so videos and articles that are being censored particularly can be sent directly to you. That is so critical, and it's absolutely free, Infowars.com/newsletter. But Candace, I want you to tell about your story first, because you were already viral before Paul kind of, you know, got you on his show. Now you've been all over Fox News. I've seen you everywhere, just doing an amazing job. But Paul, introducing how the left goes around intimidating YouTube personalities that they see as successful, bullying them into joining their cult. Just like when young college students get to college, they say, get in here to the dorm. The racists are out there. The KKK's on campus. Let us indoctrinate you before you go outdoors. They're burning crosses. They did this in a cyber way to her. Introduce Candace Owens for folks.
Well, I mean, Alex, there's nothing more dangerous to the left than a young, well-educated, intelligent, black conservative woman. Nothing more. That's like kryptonite to them, which is why they came after her immediately after she started getting a lot of attention, you know, back a couple of months ago. Also now with Candace, there's a big hit campaign against her, which is taking something she did like over a year ago, this social autopsy website, and saying that that's what she's now planning, even though that was before her whole red pill moment. Total ignorance. They don't even know where she came from. They haven't even watched a single interview of hers, obviously. So now, that again, they're trying to hit her on that. So whatever this young lady's doing, she's definitely putting the fright into it.
I'll tell you what they're doing. They just want to confuse everything to get her off balance and think she needs to respond to it. She just needs to respond once she's done and move forward with how they are losing and how they are pathetic. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us, my friend, and thank you for bringing this young lady to my attention.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
There he goes. Oh, wow, thanks for coming into town.
I'm so happy to be here.
Great to have you. You're even more impressive in person. It's wonderful to have you. Where should you start in the few minutes we got to break? I think you should recap what the feminist cult tried to do to you, in your own words. They just thought, basically, you're a woman, you're reportedly, supposedly a minority, and then you belong to them.
Right. Absolutely. So long story short, I considered myself a Democrat and a liberal about a year and a half ago as Trump was kind of rising up. I was trying to build a product called Social Autopsy, which Paul just mentioned. And essentially, I thought I was creating something that was going to help stomp out bullying. My passion behind it was well-intended, but it was totally naive and not something that now I know that I shouldn't have done. And while I was doing that product, I was contacted by these, self-proclaimed feminists, and they basically tried to take me out. The same women that were saying that they were being attacked by anonymous trolls on the internet were telling me that they didn't want to figure out who these anonymous trolls were. And long story short, I figured out that these girls were harassing themselves, that it was all a lie, and that there was no movement of white male conservatives that were stalking and harassing these girls. And when I made that statement, the left media came after me and tried to smear me. I was literally force-fed the red pill, which is why I can call myself Red Pill Black.
We had to get rid of the comments being hosted on our own servers 5 years ago because they kept sending the Secret Service and the FBI here, people making threats. We use Discus now. But before we did that, and we've done some tests before just to recreate it, you can see the same bot from the same place saying racist white stuff and then racist black stuff, and it's the same people doing it to create it'll be an article particularly about unity or something good happening, or a black guy, you know, saving flood victims or something that are white. And that's when they come in to create the disunity. And then, you know, it's literally them stirring it up and starting it. Right. Then some other real races may come in and join in,
right.
But they're literally engineering it. And it's in the WikiLeaks they do that.
Right.
So here they are running false flags against themselves. And then you were saying running them against you,
right.
To go, oh, look, see, you're under attack, honey.
Yeah.
Come join us.
Yeah. And what they told me was that I was being attacked. The second I said I'm not pulling my project, that's crazy. They told me that white men, anonymous white men, were going to come after me. And all of a sudden, all of these screen names started popping up. It was very obvious, you know, like alex@supporttrump.com, you know, .com.
And what they really didn't want was you running a system scanning who the bullies were.
Right, exactly.
Because that would have got them.
It would have gotten them in trouble. So I instantly was rightful. I was intelligent enough, obviously, to understand what was happening. And it was just a crazy thing to go through, to think that everyone that you thought you were against, you were actually for. And it happened just in time. It was just as Trump was saying that the media was fake, and I was like, he's telling the truth.
One of the least racist places you'll be is at a real Tea Party or a Trump rally. There's still some racists there on both sides, but, I mean, it's just the experience. And now that people have broken through that wall, and the media said Tea Party's racist, don't go to it, as more minorities actually go, they're finding out all the love,
right.
And that's what's panicking the globalists.
Right, and it has been unbelievable. I have never seen more love and more kindness. I gave a speech last night at Texas State University to their young conservatives than when I meet other conservatives and I show up and I speak to them. They're awesome.
We're going to be back. We're winning. We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Meet Candace Owens, the new face of the toxic right. That's what the face of pedophilia, coming out of the closet, Salon Magazine. They've been competing with the New York Times with dueling articles about, hey, pedophiles are nice people. Leave them alone. Well, the folks that promote pedophilia, that, you know, grabbing your kid, I guess, out of the backyard or whatever, I guess knocking on the front door and demanding, you know, they get to go out with them. Sweden wants to legalize that. I've got articles here today. So is Belgium. You're a bad person because you're not in their cult. But isn't it a badge of honor? But then you were telling me, notice, even though you have videos with millions of views, that's the top thing on Google. Google used to put up whatever got the most hits on top. They admit now, conservatives, libertarians, they discriminate against us, and they put only the vilest lies by pedophile apology publications up there about us. But again, a badge of honor. And that's why Google is going to get its butt sued off by the federal government for antitrust very, very soon. So get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. It was crazy to see it. It's the number one hit. I've done so many things, and they ran this article, and everything in it is a lie, obviously, but that's to be expected. And at the end of the day, and I think that totally serves the conservative movement, saying that I've urging everybody to vote Republican. That's a lie. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a registered Republican. They needed but do a little bit of research to determine that everything in there was just false. But they are trying to get black people not to listen to me. It's not going to work, obviously. I mean,
what was the process like for you? Because there are real liberals that mean well.
Right.
I used to be more, you know, just solid libertarian, so I didn't like the Republicans. I didn't like the Democrats either. I knew they were bad. But now the Democrats have just gone completely insane. I mean, is that what got you to awaken, or was it just the fact that you caught them in a false flag?
I caught them in a false flag, and you can't just deny what's sitting in front of you, and they tried to lie about me. They tried to smear me because I was saying, hey, these guys, these gamers are telling the truth. These girls are harassing themselves. It didn't happen.
But see, most people would just get into the victimology that I'm being given victim status.
No.
Okay, I'm your victim, and then you work for them.
Right. No, let's be clear. There is nothing to be gained by being a victim. This race to the bottom has got to stop. And I don't think people have understood that yet. There's no medal of honor you get. There's no job you get. It does not affect your bottom line to be a victim unless you're being financed like these girls were and you get to run 501c3 charities for Hillary Clinton. But, you know, that's a...
And if folks would just be optimistic, because when I was like 12 years old and kind of a punk, I'd say, Dad, why does everybody love you at stores and restaurants and people like stop their cars in traffic and like, hey, who are you? What are you doing? I mean, literally, when I was a kid, like women would jump out of cars and run over my dad. And I'd say, what's going on? He'd say, I've got a good attitude and I've got energy. And people see that. And that's what Trump talks about is positivity.
Right.
And just being positive, the economy came back.
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that there is this new hope and there is this optimism that's surging right now. And it's definitely happening in this conservative movement. You just feel this sort of brotherhood and sisterhood of people that are tired of being lied to and are willing to rush to the front lines. And I don't care. Salon can run as many hippies on me as they'd like to. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere.
It really is incredible to sit back and witness this. They're getting more and more panicked. What do you think they're going to do next? I mean, I've got a stack of news just today with black professors, white professors, you name it, saying we've got to kill all the white people. I mean, it is just, it's pure, it's beyond KKK. I mean, it's like, what is going on here?
Right. It's absolutely insane. I don't see how they could possibly up the ante. I was giving a speech last night, as I said, and I said to the kids, like, you know, they've already exhausted all of the vocabulary. They're going to have to start inserting words in front of it. You know, uber racist, super sexist, you know, extra misogynist.
Unalloyed racist.
Yeah.
That's what Tom Brokaw called me. Yeah. And then didn't play a clip. You know, if I'm going to say Hillary, you know, was best buddies with a KKK wizard, I'm going to show you a news article.
Right, right. They just say things, and they hope that people that aren't thinking for themselves are just going to believe whatever they say. So I'm the new face of the toxic right. I don't even know what that means. And they didn't contact me. They didn't ask any questions. But that's what Google is there, to produce results for people that are looking for something, and people no longer think for themselves. You know, they look for an instant hit, and they try to learn as much as they can in one or two headlines, and that is sort of the battle that we're facing. But people are waking up, man. Time is ticking, you know.
What has this process been like for you since you woke up, since they basically ran over you in a false flag operation that you mentally survived and didn't fall under their victimology control system? How long ago did that happen?
That happened last year. It happened in April of last year. And I kind of needed to take a break. I was not doing anything at all. I wasn't producing any videos. I needed to just kind of digest everything. I mean, you wake up one day and everything that you thought was real was a lie. I felt like I was being kicked down the rabbit hole. And it was incredibly psychologically challenging to go through, to be honest. And then a year later, I said, I'm in this. I'm jumping in this. And I'm going to be involved. And I'm going to speak up, because everything Trump is saying is true about the media. And I flipped open my laptop, and two videos went viral. And it's because I was tapping into a subconscious. People are tired.
And now you've reached hundreds of millions of people. Yeah. And now I've seen them demonize you on control corporate media. But yeah. I've seen you on Fox News.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, let me guess, you walk down the street. Do you run into more fans than haters?
Oh, absolutely. And especially, there's such a movement happening. Even when I was in L.A., I was shocked to see that there's this young conservative movement that is happening. And they're so optimistic and they're so happy. And, of course, I do get some detractors and some haters. That is to be expected. I named my series The Myth of the Coon, fully understanding that that was going to be the first thing that they called me. And all I can do is encourage people to be smart and be vigilant, because the lies are going to keep coming. We saw that yesterday, which Paul mentioned. They said that I was like a government shill and that I was secretly going to go back and start to dox children. Complete lie, fabrication, but that is what they're trying to do. Turn conservative.
Well, that's all they've got.
Right.
Kale has 20 times the lead than is allowable under California law. An apple has about 4 times. And some of our products don't pass California standards. Out of 40 products, 2 of them we know don't. And they're listed as food items, so they're exempt. Because if you've got a big enough serving size, you know, it's going to have a level not allowable in California, because they passed the law so they can sue anybody.
Right.
And they give an exemption to people inside California. They just pay a $500 fine. But everybody else, they come after you for millions of dollars. But then the media runs with these headlines: Alex Jones caught high levels of lead. Just totally made up, total lie. They don't tell you it's Prop 65. They don't tell you it's people in California are basically exempt. I mean, it's just they sit there preying on their readers.
Right. I mean, look, people know. The mainstream media, they are hitmen. Okay? They go after certain people. They are paid to go after certain people. And they are paid to keep certain people in power. And unfortunately, with the rise of Donald Trump, they've lost, and they keep on losing. I fully believe what Steve Bannon said, that if he runs again in 2020, he's going to win by a way, way wider margin, because people are waking up day by day. I get so many inboxes on Facebook flooded by black people. Thank you so much. I knew something was up. I'm feeling inspired. I feel encouraged to come out and say what I believe in. You know, I knew this was shady on campus and that I feel like I'm being lied to. So it is happening. The movement has started and is not going to stop.
When you talk about a re-education camp, in 2010, it leaked, and they said, no, it's a real document that Jones got. How did he get it? And the Army's response was, a few months later, just to release it. It was a field manual for internment. And it talks about Social Security numbers, how to process Americans. So it's for here and overseas. And it says, we're going to put people in re-education camps that don't go with the collectivist model during the collapse. Because they were planning an engineered collapse under Hillary.
Wow.
And that's the authoritarian communist term, is re-education camp. But when you look at a re-education camp, it's where you get a bunch of people in a sports stadium. Those that submit get taken care of. Those that don't get beat up and attacked. It's a peer pressure thing, and it's about getting you to denounce yourself as bad, getting you to also rat other people out. Well, that's what colleges, high schools, and businesses are now.
Right.
It's basically Maoist-style re-education camps, and people get off the bus. You pay to send them to college. They get off, and they're scared, and they bring them in. The professors bring them in, scare the hell out of them, especially minorities, and induct them into a cult right then. And they were doing that cyber-wise with you, but you got wise to it and now are a major titan against them. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones with...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a major security breach in the White House. Red alert, red alert, a major security breach at the Capitol, ladies and gentlemen.
Trump is treason! Trump is treason! Trump is treason! Trump is treason! Why are you talking about tax cuts when you should be talking about treason?
Sir.
Why is Congress talking about tax cuts when they should be talking about treason? This president conspired with the agents of the Russian government to steal an election. Trump is treason! Trump is treason!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's a major security breach at the Capitol.
Trump is treason!
And you've got Mitch McConnell going along with him.
Trump is treason!
Of course, I don't really see it as a security breach. Anybody can carry in a bunch of little 2x3 Russian flags and then throw them at Trump. And that's what the left does. They're always about personal shame. They're always about peer pressure. It's always very middle school or very elementary school. This happens to me in Seattle, New York, downtown Austin. We could go out, you know, tonight and walk around. This would happen. Most people walk up, shake our hands, appreciate what we're doing, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, trendy, you name it. But every 20th person would scream, F you, Russian spy, you're going to prison. You're going to get it. I mean, we've talked about it. People have seen it in live feeds. There it is. Protester throws flags at Trump. Security breach in the Capitol. DrudgeReport.com. We have tweeted the video out at Real Alex Jones. Candace Owens is here with us, but I talk about this all the time, and people have seen our live videos. This is all they've got. What are they going to do as it comes out? Bombshell, Podesta worked with the same Ukrainians as Manafort, and when it turns out both Podesta brothers got tens of millions of dollars from the Russians with Hillary to transfer the uranium, something we broke a year and a half ago, and they have the Russian connections, not us. No wonder they did this, just like Roger Stone said a year and a half ago. They blamed us for what they've done.
Right. But hypocrisy is their middle name. You know what I mean? They don't care. They can get caught doing the things over and over again, and they can be caught red-handed as they have been done over and over again, and they don't care. They double down on their ignorance time and time again. And honestly, it's just it's getting boring at this point.
But you know? That's the stunt. It's they just like boring. Parrots on every channel say, Russia, 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 Russia. When when the FBI, former FBI head Mueller, was the bag man for uranium and in companies getting millions of dollars himself from the Russians, you literally have a guy with the Russian arm up his rear end puppeting him. He's a sock puppet. Then claiming the people that aren't are the Russian agents.
Right. And that's what they do. That is what they do.
Well, you know, this is going to be all over the news. This is going to be everywhere. Like proof. They yelled at him and said he was a Russian. And this is what they do to me. It's so pathetic.
Right. They said that yesterday about me, you know, that I'm somehow a spy. I mean, they turn things, anything that's a threat to them, they try to control the narrative.
That's because they're the outsiders. Yeah. They're the globalists. Yeah. I'm ranting. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. They are the globalists, and that is exactly true. And they're losing power. So what we're seeing is kind of like a psychosis, you know? And they don't know what to do. They're losing power. They've been in power for so long, and a new media is emerging, and they are not in control of it. What does it mean when a girl can flip over her laptop and get millions of views, that it can be circulated 80 million views on Facebook, dubs in Portuguese and in French, which means we're not just hitting an American sentiment. It's a worldwide sentiment.
I guess globalism.
We're being lied to. Their time is running up. It's a great time to be lying. I'm personally excited about it.
You got Kanye West. I don't care what people think. People don't think. I like him more than now that I know he liked Trump. That's why they literally grabbed him and threw him for a week in a mental institution when he started tweeting that he liked Trump.
I am.
That's he went to visit Trump and they threw him in a mental institution.
I am the biggest. I've always been the biggest supporter of Kanye West, not just because I followed his music and I knew as soon as Trump came out, I wrote on my Facebook page, Kanye's going to come out supporting Trump because all he promotes is individualism. Everything that he does is against globalists. And people didn't understand that moment when he took the trophy from Taylor Swift. It was actually because she didn't deserve the award and she got it because they were trying to appease people. So
they fixed all those awards.
And that's what he was saying.
And now I get it.
You get it?
And now I get that I was buying into their propaganda myself because I don't really pay attention to pop stuff.
Right, right. And I listen to his music, so I understood what he was saying. Why am I here? If this is all puppetry, why am I here? Why did I show up? We all know she didn't deserve this award, and she didn't. And he never went along with her narrative, and he has died on the cross time and time again as an expression to be able to say that.
Well, literally, he has no criminal record, nothing, no mental problems. He goes and visits Trump. A week later, they throw him in a mental institution for a week until he's able to get himself out.
You know, the saddest part to me was...
How long was he in? 3-4 days?
I think it was about a week. And the saddest part to me was just that the black community, he has been so inspiring for all of us. And it was sad to see them that easily manipulated and saying, oh, well, you know, Kanye just must be going crazy because he supports Trump. No, think about it. Think about why he is supporting Trump. Think about why he said
he's an American. Yeah. It's like they took the security clearance away from Jack Posobiec in Naval Intelligence,
right,
even though he never talked about what he was in, and that was separate from his political work as a citizen, because the president liked him. They said the president tweets his news, so he can't be in the Navy Intelligence. Because, you know, the president, you know, that's a foreign power.
Right. Right. It's all insanity, and it's getting more insane, and I'm just hoping that with my voice added to the mix, people can start to wake up. And it makes me happy that you say, yeah, I had Kanye West wrong, because at various times we've all bought into the propaganda, you know, and that's why I try to approach things with sympathy. When I go and I meet with liberals and I speak to them, I try to say, listen, I was one of you. I was one of you a year and a half ago. So, and you were, elements of you weren't, you know, it's everyone buys into their narrative at some point, but we are waking up, we are stronger together, and as long as we have each other's backs, the globalists are going to lose. I feel very strongly about that.
I agree with you. And sure, we can call ourselves conservative, you can call yourself whatever you want. There's so much bad in the Republican Party, the blue blood establishment, the same ones that gave us Obamacare, the Mitch McConnells, the Paul Ryans. I mean, we're not, I know I'm not endorsing those people. I'm endorsing the real libertarian Americana takeover of the Republican Party.
Right.
And I hope that happens to the Democratic Party.
Right, right. And that's something that people are confused about with me. They say, oh, well, since you're speaking out against Democrats, you must be a Republican. And that's not true. I'm speaking out against Democrats because I'm trying to wake up black people. And they are the ones that are using black people every 4 years to get their votes and lying to manipulate
black
them.
Unemployment almost doubled under Obama because he just knew he had folks.
Yeah.
Under Trump, he's literally actually bringing the factories into those areas, getting tax incentives, literally doing it.
Yep. Mark,
and I know for a fact behind the scenes, it's not some tokenism like the media says. Trump likes everybody, and he likes energy, and his favorite preachers and everybody that he personally hangs out with are black folks.
Right.
And that's been known forever.
Right.
When he got all those NAACP awards and all the rest of it, he used to be friends with Al Sharpton.
Right.
As soon as he runs for president, though, that's all over.
Exactly. People don't remember. It's like, oh, he was already on NBC. He had his own show. He was doing all these things. He was never accused of being a racist until he ran for president of the United States. If that doesn't tell you that your mind has been hacked, that you suddenly think...
Floyd Mayweather said that, too.
Yeah. You know, think for yourself. That's all I am promoting, and that is what they are so scared of. What do I do that's different? I think for myself, and I go out and I say to people, don't listen to me. Go think for yourself. I don't care what your thoughts are. Just make sure they are your own.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and again, it's not for me about worshiping Trump, but when I've been put in the same basket, so have you.
Right.
We've had a little bit of what Trump's gone through, so there is that common ground we've been over. There is that kinship, and we've experienced the lies. We've experienced the demonization.
And
we've experienced a little bit of what he's gone through.
People always ask me, why do you think Trump won? Obviously, he won because when you guys called him rapist, racist, sexist, you had already done it to everybody in America, so nobody cared when you called him that. They knew that that was just your trick, and that is what liberals do when they don't want to see something successful, when they don't want to accept a different thought. You know?
Because with liberals, my big awakening last few years was this. I thought only high-level liberals were cold-blooded social engineers. But now, even mid-level and low-level ones know it's a scam, know it's about power, and know it's about manipulation and bullying other people that have consciences.
Right.
That's why all the studies show the average liberal, 6 or 7 times more likely to not give to charity but to say they are, more likely to steal. I mean, the numbers are incredible because they're fakes trying to manipulate the other well-meaning people.
Absolutely. The worst people that I've ever known in my entire life have all been self-proclaimed liberals. They put on, it's almost putting on a face. I'm a good person because this. I stand up for black people. I throw a thumbs up.
They're posers.
They're posers. I share a tweet about Black Lives Matter, even though I'm completely uneducated about how terrible that group is. But this makes me feel like a good person. It's that white guilt we're talking about. Half of those liberals in the white guilt, and they pretend to care about tons of things. They aren't even educated about the things that they're speaking about, and they don't know what to do with someone like me who says no thank you.
So they just scream, you're a racist?
Yeah.
Have you had them scream that in your face?
No, not in my face. No one's yelled at me yet.
it's like, Russian! F you, Russian! They run up, with their, and you're like, whoa, dude, you know I'm not a Russian agent. They go, oh, screw you, you're going to prison. And they just did that to the president. That's what they do.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll be right back. We're going to be right back on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Cole McCafferty, 12-year-old viral sensation, with his ultimatum to the NFL, latest video has 7 million views. He's going to be joining us. CNN famously went after him for supporting Trump, you know, saying, you're just an ignorant kid. I remember that now that I think about it. Wow, he's going to be joining us via Skype for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. And then we've got St. John Hunt, whose father, admittedly, is the person that they based Ethan Hunt of Mission Impossible on. He was a sniper in World War II before the war even got declared, and OSS operations in China fighting the Japanese. And then he went through his whole history of being the head of the plumbers for Nixon. And he ran the operation to kill Kennedy. He gave us and George Norrie his deathbed confession simultaneously. We got the video, the audio versions, they were able to premiere first. But the point is, now they're getting ready to go public with the diaries. So his son, St. John Hunt, good friend of mine, going to be joining us because Trump is getting ready on Friday to release the 3,000-plus pages on the JFK files. I predict they're already been covered up, blacked out. But going back to our guest here and understanding where the world is right now, you were making some pretty important points. Red Pill Black on Twitter, Red Pill Black on YouTube, Candace Owens, again, as you said, 80-plus million views on Facebook alone, only been prominent now for less than a year. That's why they've got to shut us down, because Brandon Tatum, I'm not just bringing him up because he's a black American, he's only been going on the YouTube a few months and Facebook. He's got one video, last time I checked, has 70 million views, 150 million views total. I mean, and he's a black SWAT team member in Arizona. And quite frankly, a better talk show host than I am. I mean, all the new talent is really freaking people out, and it's organically. A lot of them are black folks that want off the globalist plantation. I want it off too. I mean, where would you say we're historically right now?
It's interesting. I actually had a phone call with one of my friends the other day, and he said, Candace, I used to grow up, and I remember thinking that Alex Jones was an absolute conspiracy theorist and that he was crazy. Now he's the most relevant thing in the media. He's the most relevant person in the media. And I said, that right there, that sentence tells you exactly what's going on. It is the death of the old globalist media and the rise of the new media, which is the people's media. You know, it's the people's media where they're not being told what to say. They're not, I didn't come here just on the set. Nobody, there's no talking points. We're just having a conversation. It's not say this, say that. Here's what we're going to talk about. And that's what people are craving. They are craving the truth, and that's what we have to keep giving them.
The only time I say this is if somebody says it during the break.
Yeah.
And then I go, well, you repeat that.
Yeah.
But exactly. We never put words in people's mouth because we just want the real.
Right.
That's what folks are looking for.
All they want. They just want honesty, and they've just been duped and lied to, and especially the black community. They need that, you know. You want to know what's affecting the black community. If you want to have real conversations and say that Black Lives Matter, let's talk about Section 8. Let's talk about welfare. Let's talk about these systems that were put in place to keep black people in poverty. Let's talk about the Democratic stronghold on all of these major inner cities and what's going on in those cities that they are holding on to. These are the conversations we need to have, and these are the conversations that I'm going to have, and I have no intention of ever shutting up. But I'm not scared of anybody that might come out and try to suppress me.
Well, what you're doing is just absolutely beautiful, and when I say that, it's not just lauding you. People like you are the reason I know we're going to win, because there are just thousands of new prominent people that are so eloquent, so smart, catching all the stuff I miss, and used to. You know, when I missed stuff, I got upset that I was one of the few people out there. Now it feels good to know, hey, other people are getting it. I can actually sometimes kind of not go 100 miles an hour.
Right. It's true. Absolutely. People are starting to get it more and more, and you don't even see that now. You know, you don't even see how many people are starting to understand that, wow, this guy that I thought was, like, totally weird is actually has been trying to tell us the truth. And now people are waking up to the truth. Everyone's being red-pilled, and I just want to invite people to understand, no matter what you've said, no matter what you've done, there is a place for you in this movement. And if you wake up and you last week said some terrible things about Trump, I don't care. You don't have to delete it. I'm welcome to have this. I'm so excited to have.
And if folks got sucked into racism on all sides, it's just tribalism, like hating the other football team. It's stupid. There are bad people of every group. It doesn't matter. Transcend that, and then you get real power over the globalists not controlling you, just like Martin Luther King said. And you look at leftists today, it's the opposite of what Martin Luther King and Gandhi said. He said, judge people off what they do and what they stand for. Like, I go to a restaurant because there's good cooking. I don't care if they're Chinese, black, white, whatever. It's good food and they're nice. I'm going there. I listen to music, whether it's Middle Eastern or whether it's Jimi Hendrix or whether it's Russian or Japanese, if I like it. I like, you know, some of the Buddhist music I hear. I wear clothes if I like them. I mean, you know, it's just, that's common sense.
Right, absolutely. And look, you have hit the nail on the head.
I've been doing a lot of ranting here. We got a short segment coming up for you to finish up. We're going to be back on with Owen today. And I'd like to take you out to dinner tonight. I'll get my wife involved, see if we can get a babysitter.
Text me in.
because I'd like to take you out and also maybe, you know, go out on the street, shoot a live video or something.
Let's do it. Let's
and experience the nice folks, but also the mean ones.
Let's absolutely do it. I think that's something that people need to see, and I'm happy to throw it up on, you know, my YouTube page, my Twitter page. I'm getting a lot of black people that are craving this. I don't know if they watch your show, but more and more of them are, and it's important that they do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of the famous black civil rights folks, most of them are dead now. You would come on the show back when I was going after Bush and, you know, the globalists, and then they still like me, but, you know, sometimes they'd kind of be like, you know, I don't know so much. And I'm mad because I'm teleprompter free. Who's the famous civil rights guy that was a famous comedian who just died this year? What's his name? He'd been on the show probably 20 times over the years. And I forget his name. But you know, I mean, he saw through the whole deal, and it's just crazy to see how far we've come. But again, the globalists, if you read the WikiLeaks, they know people are coming together against the offshore megabanks. The true discrimination of the fact that they're tax exempt, that the rules they pass, the laws they pass, they're exempt from, they have diplomatic immunity. So they say in WikiLeaks, all we've got now is culture war, and that's the code word for men against women, black against white. That's what it is. And it doesn't mean when there's an organized group against you out there that you know, sometimes act that you have to, like, be in a group to protect yourself. I'm not saying people that are in groups are bad. It's you have to understand, though, that that's the most basic tribal form of humanity and is not the successful form going into the future.
Right.
We need a tribe based on ideas and free market and true open free society.
Right. And I have to say this to conservatives. I've seen a little bit of this in the movement, but we cannot become the Democrats. We have to be accepting. We can't become a party of absolutes. You know, people may not agree with every single thing that we're talking about, but if they're willing to listen and have the conversation, there's a place for them here. And I just want to make sure that we, you know, keep our eye on the prize and don't become the party of, well, if you don't think this or that, then you can't be considered a conservative. You're allowed to think different thoughts as long as you appreciate that people can have different thoughts. You're ready to break the globalist cycle.
That's why I call it the red pill party.
Yeah.
Because like you say, red pilled, it's not about black. It's not about white. It's about red blood, red pilled, not blue blood.
Right.
Because you've got blue blood elites in China. You got elites in Africa. You got elites in Latin America. They all operate the same way. Everybody else poor to control them.
Exactly.
So it's red against blue.
It is. It's a system of mind control, and it is red against blue. It's absolutely is. I'm just happy that I get to be a part of this and on the forefront of a lines of I'm going to wake up a ton of black people. I mean, there's just no shot that they're going to keep doing what they do to us over and over again.
Well, you've even got the letters from the racist LBJ saying these black folks are uppity. They got their own industries, their own hotels. I'm not defending segregation, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Lower illegitimacy than the white community in the 1950s. And within decades, they totally reversed those numbers. And I can't even say what LBJ said in the letters that are public and confirmed. He said, I'm going to have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years.
Yeah, but they don't know that. And what you have to understand is that we are taught in school that the Democrats saved us over and over and over again. So that indoctrination starts when we are 5 years old and in school learning about history and does not stop until you're through with college. So we've got our work ahead of us when you're trying to reverse years and years of misinformation.
So, and again, it's the same victimology, and it doesn't mean the victim stuff isn't there. They just teach you that your leg never heals, basically. They just say, oh, just, you know, remember this and obsess on it, and it just creates, in every group out there, these basket cases. It's just total mental illness. We're going to go to break and come back and get into your vision of the future. Then we've got our other guests joining us. We're going to be on with Owen Schroyer coming up at 3 o'clock today in about an hour and 15 minutes or so. So that is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today in about 2 hours. Before I go any further, please support the broadcast. Spread the article. Spread the video. Spread the links. You see them censoring us. You see them blocking us on Facebook, Twitter, Google. You see the heads of YouTube saying our job is to shut down Alex Jones. Because of the platform, folks, they're scared of this. This flies in the face of the stereotypes they push. So when you spread the links by hand, when you spread the articles by hand, when you tell people about it, it's a revolutionary act. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, it's a revolutionary act. You get really high-quality supplements, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off, Anthroplex, 50% off. We got 50% off Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 you take under the tongue. Those are the new specials. The special I've been running for 2 weeks, must end today. That's Brain Force Plus, now 20% more. $19.96 at $39, it's better than the leading brands out there that are similar. At $19.95, if you sign up for auto ship, 10% off additionally, it's a loss leader. So please support the broadcast, Brain Force Plus, last day, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're selling out of the remaining four variants of Trump 2020 limited edition shirts. So get those and help spread the word as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
give you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.